Well, good morning, everyone. I am so glad to see you guys here this morning. So I love when school comes back because then I get to see all of your smiling faces again. I know that you don't love school as much as maybe I love that you all are back, but I'm glad you are here this morning. So when I was a teenager, I really wanted to make sure that the door to our house was always locked. And so what I would do is as soon as I came in the house, if I was the one unlocking the door, as soon as I came in the house, I would lock the door back. Now, if you were behind me, I locked you out of the house. And then you would have to knock on the door until I came back to unlock the door, because it is impossible to open a locked door if you don't have the key. So I'm sure my mother is watching right now, and I'm sure she's laughing because I locked her out of the house a whole bunch when I was a teenager. So, it is impossible to get into a locked door unless you have the key. Now, way back a long, long time ago, before Jesus came, it was kind of like God was behind a locked door. Because God is perfect, and we make mistakes. We do the wrong thing sometimes. And so, we could never get that door unlocked. But God did the best thing. God threw that door wide open when he sent Jesus. And Jesus came to show us how to live, and he died for us, and he rose again, and he defeated sin and death to prove once and for all that God's love is stronger than anything else in this world. So now the door so that we can be friends with God is wide open, and nobody can close that door for you. All you have to do is walk through that door. All you have to do is accept God's love and grace and say, yes, I want to follow you. Because nobody in this earth can shut that door. So it's really easy to walk through a door that's wide open, right? And it's impossible to walk through a door that's locked. And thank goodness that the door to friendship with God is always open for us. Jesus is standing there holding it open, and all we have to do is walk through. And that is great news. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you so much for sending Jesus so that we can always be friends with you. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.